God said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." When we come to Mass, do we leave empty as you came? Do we feel that we weren't filled at Mass? That we got no inspiration? But maybe it's because we're not doing what God told us to do, and that is to listen to Jesus. Because if we come here and only hear, then we know, as hearing goes, it goes through one ear and out the other. But if we come here to listen, then we're going to pay attention. You know, it's like when we're talking to our child, we say, and we notice that he's not paying attention, you'll say, "Listen to me." God is telling us to listen to him. Why? Because he has a message for each one of us. But we're never going to discover that message if we're not listening. If we're only hearing, we're going to leave as empty as we arrived. We have to search. We have to look for the message that God has for us. It could be in the readings. It could be in a homily. It could be in the prayers that the priest says on the altar. It could be in the responsorial psalm. And it can even be in the intentions. And if we look hard, it can be in the music. But we have to search and we have to listen. We have to look for God's message where he places it for us. Because we want to leave here from Mass full of the Spirit. We want to know that God has spoken to us. And we can't blame anyone else if we leave here empty, only ourselves. Because if we come to Mass and we're listening and paying attention to what is being said and what you're hearing, you're going to find that message. Now, what do you do when you find it? Well, you contemplate on it, you meditate on it, and see what God wants you to do. What Jesus wants you to do with the message. Not just to only listen, but to do something. Jesus told his disciples he says, "A true disciple," Jesus said, "is the one who listens to my word and acts on them." Luke 6:4-7. A true disciple is one who listens to my words and acts on them. Do I hear and see Christ in the message that we're receiving? The purpose of us coming to Mass is to grow closer to God. But if we don't look and search for the message he has, then we're going to leave empty. It doesn't have to be a message of doom. It has to be a message that's going to ask you to go to Lake Mineola and part the ocean, the water there, lake, okay? It's going to be a subtle message. Something meant for you to contemplate, to see. So, okay, Lord, this is what you want me to do. Okay, it could be just, hey, maybe to be a lector or Eucharistic minister or an usher. All right, you might have to serve in a ministry, in the music ministry, be a catechist. We don't know, but the idea is there's a message for each one of us. But are we willing to seek it? But maybe we can't find this message because of the faith we have. How strong is our faith? Now, if I go to everybody here and I say, "Do you believe in God?" Everybody's going to raise their hands. Yeah, we believe in God. Otherwise, why would you be coming here? But if I change the question, I say, do you believe God? Now that's a different story. Because if you believe someone, you're going to follow what they tell you and do what they tell you. But if you only believe in God and that's it, that you're not going to listen to him. You're not going to pay attention to him. You're not going to follow the instructions he has for you. And you wonder, why am I leaving empty front church? We have to be open to the Spirit. We have to find the words that God has for us. We have to have an encounter with God. They call that a theophany. A theophany, I like the way it sounds musically. A theophany is an encounter with God. And that's what all we should seek. It's a theophany with God. To find him, to feel his presence, to feel his peace. Now, let me tell you about God, and that many of you probably don't know this, what God's first language is. God's first language is silence. All right? Silence is God's first language. Why? In order for you to listen to God, you have to be silent. Because if you're talking, you're not going to hear what God has to say for you. It's like Abraham, when he was in the desert, and he's waiting for God to show up. He had thunder, a lot of noises, but he realized it was God when he felt a gentle breeze. So when you pray to God and you ask God for guidance, and you hand in your petitions and all that, be silent a while. Hear what he has to say. Practice God's first language and listen. And if you stay silent and listen, you'll hear something. But don't just rely on what I'm saying. Like I said, it might not be just in the homily. It could be something that was read, something that was sung. You have to be willing to search. You're willing to have faith in believing in what God says, in believing in God, and not just in believing that God exists. So let's try every day when we come to pray at our house, when we come to Mass, to see what message God has for me. And learn to listen and pay attention. And if you do, you will find it. And that will bring joy to you. And that will bring peace to you. And that will lift up your spirits. And you will leave the church here full of the Spirit. Because you know that God has touched you. That you have had a theophany with God. Let us pray. Lord, help us all to be attentive and to listen for the message you have for us. Please help us to be silent as we search for it. And when we receive it, help us to understand it and fulfill it. Amen.